Morning. 11:10 a.m. on Friday, May the 12th, 2023. It's a windy day. It's not a rainy day. Well, it was a rainy day. It's no longer a rainy day. It was raining pretty good when I got up, and I thought, oh no, another wet one. But the showers blew through, and the winds are making up for it. Or explaining why the showers blew through. There's some blue sky up overhead. There's some gray sky off to the east. There's some gray sky off to the west. There's a lot of clouds to the south. The north is looking pretty grim. But it was clear enough and dry enough, at least in terms of precipitation, that I came out for the walk. I'm having trouble getting my cables managed here this morning. Of vertigo going this morning. Probably because I was pumping right along. Had some good tunes. Felt good to be moving. I didn't walk yesterday. It was a red day. First one in a while where I intended to walk and didn't. Which was just that little added bit of incentive for me to not miss two in a row. So I started on the butler. Not the butler. The cat. I started the wizard's cat yesterday. Had a good opening going. And then kind of stalled out because I lost track of what happened before. And I'm like, oh, geez, do I have to read Butler again just to remember? And then checked out what I had written last year before I got sick on a draft that stalled out at 60,000 words, which is almost a novel. And I thought, well, I know why it stalled. There are pieces in it that I can use. I just need to kind of maybe shift things around a little bit. So I downloaded it from For the Word, For the Words, and started looking at it, and it's not bad. So I got my first hour of writing done. I screwed around too much today trying to get column display to work in my daily to-do list. The list has grown to be a bit unwieldy and in terms of the task list. And timesheet combined into one task list has gotten pretty long. When I don't have anything to do, it's, you know, I don't have any extra tasks for the day. It's fine, but I also added in a look ahead to alert me with whatever's coming up in the coming week. And even when it's blank, it adds a few lines, pushes everything down. So I spent probably way too long working in Obsidian today, trying to get it to do something closer to what I want. Finally had to say, no, even the best of what is there isn't what I want to be. Having trouble getting temperature regulated here. So I wound up giving up on it and going back to my one long file. It's fine. I had a long conversation about on Mastodon with Dave Walsh and John Williker and T-Thorn Coyle about various generations buying reading books and how the mass migration to buying online has not really been borne out in later generations. Particularly when it comes to books. Now, I'm really leery when people start talking about book sales. And they only talk about bookstores and traditionally published books. And authors who go wide by spending time and energy on Patreon and Kickstarter. I get the attraction of picking up an extra few dozen sales from doing a Kickstarter and keeping most of the money, keeping at least 90% of the money from Kickstarter. But the amount of effort it takes to get a Kickstarter going and to keep promoting it for the course of the month and then go through the fulfillment process at the end strikes me as being counterproductive. If I spend that time and focus and energy on writing another couple of chapters, getting the next book that much closer to being released, my take on it has always been that's a much better use of my time. Than doing a Kickstarter, than trying to do something like service a Patreon page. Running ads, any of it. However, what if I'm wrong? What if there are thousands and thousands of people who don't buy my ebooks And don't order from Amazon because they want a paper copy and they never find out about the paper copies because they go to the bookstore. And of course my books won't be in a bookstore because that's just way too expensive. It's like everybody's talking about, not everybody, a lot of people talking about, well, yes, you go to Ingram Spark, you get to put your books, they'll put your books in a bookstore. No, they won't. They'll make your books available to bookstores. They'll put them in a distribution channel for bookstores. They won't put your books in bookstores. That requires a bookstore buyer. And bookstore buyers don't want to buy a book that they can't return with good cause, because they get plenty of books from the traditional press that if they don't sell after 60 days, they can return them. For a full refund. So the upside is, seems to me to be pretty limited. All the books are now out in paperback. I released Dark Knight Station a couple days ago. That was the last one. Coming up on a Get Ready, Sit With Me, Monk Post. You can buy them in paperback. I haven't done a hard copy. I haven't done a hard cover. Done soft cover, but I haven't done hard cover. We did hard cover for the first book. First couple books? I don't remember. Limited print run, collector's edition, hardcover, signed, yada, yada, yada. One of the problems with Kickstarter is that Greeley has a sales tax that applies to online sales. Colorado has a sales tax that applies to online sales. So if I sell something online in Greeley, Colorado, I have to pay city and state tax, sales tax, as seller. Or I have to pass that sales tax on to the reader. Morning. And they have to pay it. And it's like, really? Why? Why do I do that? If I do it through Amazon, then yeah, they have whatever sales tax they incur on their end, they have to. They'll pay through Amazon. Amazon will collect that sales tax and deal with it. I wonder if part of it is scale. I wonder if the people who are promoting this effort are doing it for a dozen copies. I should look at Thorn Coil. She runs, oh, lovely lilacs. She runs 3 Kickstarters a year. I should take a look and see. See, it has to be worth my while to do. an extra 2 or 3 dozen sales isn't really going to matter. Extra 500 sales. All right, well, maybe. Extra 500 sales in paperback. All right. But 500 sales. What does a Kickstarter have to be at 500 sales? Well, $20 a copy, round numbers, times 5, what is that, $10,000? I need a Kickstarter for $10,000. Would I sell 500 paperbacks? I don't know. I look at my followers every once in a while on Amazon just to see, and I've got like over 15,000 people follow me as an author on Amazon. And it goes up by about 100 a month. So every month I pick up another 100 followers. So I don't know, are there 500 people who would show out? Well, it would be probably $15 for paperback. $30-$35 for hardcover, depending on production costs. Would it be worth my while to do? I'm not convinced. Because the people who would use the Kickstarter would be doing it for signed copies, mostly, I would think. Since if they all they want is a paperback, then they get the paperback from Amazon, have it shipped right to their house. No muss, no fuss, no wait. However, putting them on Ingram Spark would put them into the extended distribution for paperbacks. So that would appear in library catalogs, it would appear in bookstore catalogs. I could put together a hardcover and it would go to Amazon. Is it worth the $200 or $300 it would take to put it together and upload the files? It wouldn't take very long because I've now got the PDF process down in terms of putting together the interiors. I don't know. I'm not convinced. Part of it is I'm just too lazy, I think. Part of it is I've got enough scale that I'm not trying to find an extra dozen sales to cover my rent every month. But I spent a lot of time this morning talking to people about that, thinking about that. I got a link to a free course from Dean Smith. Oh, that wind is brisk. I hope it's not whistling through the microphone. Got it right straight in my face. Pull the cap down so maybe it'll offer a bit of protection. But anyway, I've got another hour of writing to do before I can play. I was going to go to the grocery store today to beat the weekend rush, but I've got to go to the grocery store tomorrow morning anyway, so I don't have any burning need to get there today. Morning. But I've got another hour's worth of writing and then lunch and then I can play this afternoon. For the restart, I changed up my approach. I went up the eastern coast of the map and I'm into the north country, into the freezing cold of the Banuk territory in my thin newbie armor. I should probably bite the bullet and buy something better. I've got enough shards. I've got enough spare parts. I could probably get something better. In fact, I know I could get something better. A flag for Allo Communications, no conflict. Not sure what that means. They've run fiber into this network. I don't think I have fiber to the house yet. I probably could get it, but I don't know what it would cost. Again, not sure it's worth it. Oh, anyway. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.